we have about 15 people working in this building, full-time seasonal. There are three technical directors. I am in that office, and we're the ones who take the designs, the drawings from the designer, and figure out how to build them. We have a scenic charge, Kent and Brett, who is in charge of figuring out how to paint what we build to make it look like what the designers want to look like. And we have a props master, Anna Goller, and she has three staff members, and their job is to find everything that the actors may touch. If you take your house and shake it upside down, everything that falls out is a prop. And then I have five carpenters on the carpentry staff that build the scenery.
Let's go look at the shops now.
Excellent. We are now located in the prop shop. As you can see, we have some of our staff artisans working on a tour show called Joan Girl of Arc, which will be touring not only through schools but into local community centers. In this shop, they will reupholster, they will dye fabric, they will create floral wreaths, they will build shields, they will take care of armor.
We've passed now into another area.
This is a storage area. This is where we store all of our props. These are props that we have either used or purchased in anticipation of using, or were donated to us. And we have a myriad of things in here, from crates to soft goods to pillows to musical instruments. Fake food.
Fake food?
Yeah, I think we have sushi here somewhere. Ironically, you would think, oh my gosh, everything you need is back here. And in honesty, it's not. We purchase a lot of things, we borrow a lot of things, because every single design we do, every single show we do, is done specifically for Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, which is why it takes this level of facility and this level of a collection. But if I don't have the right part, then I either have to find it or buy it, or borrow it, or rent it. We're going to open the door, the overhead door, and go into the paint bay.
Right. Now we're in what looks like a sort of construction area.
Yes, this is actually the paint bay. This is actually the final step that the scenery goes through before it gets taken to the theater to be installed for whatever production it's been designed for. In here, we laid a protective shield over the wood, the original wood floor, so that we can stretch drops and paint, and then they just keep sealing this over and over and over. They do everything in here, from wood graining to faux marble to faux plaster to grass. We're just going to take literally two steps over, and now we're in the carpentry shop. And I have five carpenters from the local five IOTC as staff members who do everything from building walls to tiling to building doors. As you can see, we've got a lot going on right now. And we've got so many shows. We're building Pride and Prejudice. We've got pieces of it leaning around. This little set that's set up is 4,000 miles. That's getting loaded in a week and a half. One of the things that people ask about is why our oak floors look so good. Our designers love coming here and doing oak floors. It's because I use an oak veneer.
Veronica Bishop is technical coordinator for the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. I'm Steve Hirschberg.